So you get to be, I don't know, serenaded by the Tar Heel band here. So this is a From the Field. I've got to go in there and do some interviews, but figured we could, you know, I got to do some kind of recording, right? So it's so, like, my wife asked me this morning in the hotel room, like, are you excited about today? I'm like, I'm excited. I am this excited about a game. I mean, I guess the Northwestern game last year, that was more nervous excitement. Maybe after we beat Cincinnati in 2013 and then we're playing Washington and Chicago, maybe I was pretty excited about that one. But this one, I was like, we get to find out. We're going to find out today. We're going to find out if this little, you know, this thing is kind of for real. Last year's FCS opponent, last year's, you know, bad opponent, we're struggling, we're trailing in the fourth quarter. This year, two complete blowouts, so maybe that means it's different. It's not different. It's still the same. Now, it's a little different in that there's, I mean, my emotions are different. Like, get here December 1st, different. There's no question. You know, I've been telling friends, just, you know, everybody's like, oh, you think 7 wins, 8 wins, Cuba could keep? I don't think Cuba would keep the job with 9 wins or 10 wins. It's just my opinion. I feel like, regardless of what's in the report, they're going to want a fresh start next year. Even if Cuba has nothing to do with anything of what this is, the board, the school, the university, everybody's going to want a fresh start after this thing drops, whenever it drops, and we're all over the news again. So, in that sense, yeah, I think that this is a, you know, this is a freebie season that we know what happens at the end. We know the coaches, this staff is gone, a new staff comes in. So we will see what that looks like. So in that sense, you watch a game like today and it's just like, okay, can we get to December 1st, find out who the new coach is going to be, see where this thing is headed, see who we can land. You know, you start thinking those thoughts. So I don't have that normal, like, oh God, we're Illinois football and we can't be trusted that I normally have. Like, that level of depression isn't here. It's hard. I mean, right now Northwestern leads 19-10, so they're probably going to beat Duke. I'm staying in a hotel in Durham with a bunch of Northwestern fans. So tonight, yes, will be torture. Fitzy wins, I lose. It hurts. It's hard to watch the bad people win. But not that I'm the good person. Oh, yes, I am, compared to Fitzy, who isn't. But, like, it's just, you know, in the sense of the season and where is it going, there's not that angst that's normally there when I'm doing a From the Stands. In terms of what it's like to be an Illinois football fan traveling to North Carolina to watch this game, it's pretty devastating. It's hard to walk out of... I walked off the elevator out of the media center, and there's a woman, like, really, like, literally right there in front of the elevator changing a baby's diaper. So the elevator doors open and it's just stinks. There's your word picture for today. The elevator doors opened on this season and it stinks. Go along.